British Invasion, 1940, 1960, Music Invasion, 1980, Marilyn Manson, Charlie Manson, two-way surveillance, Y2K, two-way windows on government, resident, and business. Understand that since the 1920s, Wizard of Oz and Boys Town, World War II orphans, actors have portrayed our government personnel. And they've got that military liaison involved in snuff movies. Now, I've left this message with business, with governmental agencies, only for traceability. Believe it or not, magazines like Time, Life, magazines like People are going to show the same digitized images of the same persons like Ronald Reagan, actors portraying our government personnel, the same media owners. I mean, who would think that Bush and Ford, businessmen, were taken on by this administration, held hostage because it was like the Tylenol scare. Either you're with us or you're dead. They call it Cold War activities. People out of the Oxford Group of England. In America, they're called Alcoholics Anonymous, founded by a doctor of psychiatrists and a stock market broker. Look into this group. Believe it or not, they were involved in industrial takeovers, the first 10 stories. What I want to suggest is actors, musicians have a high rate of sex, drugs, and alcohol. They'll do anything for drugs and alcohol. And this is how they utilize Cold War tactics. Some would have called this early regime a concentration camp technique. Look into it. Matter of fact, all I can say is all this is traceable. Thank God, you know. Believe it or not, in England in the 70s,